Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's the first week in October. I wonder how many people are joining us tonight. Maybe there's some people, I know some people actually shopping for Halloween goodies. I have a friend in Sacramento looking for some wigs, wants to be Palin for the event, and she does look like her. But anyway, I'd love to sit here and talk to you people about all kinds of subjects, but believe it or not, I just turned the TV off. Nothing like getting emotional. Oh, I watched the movie Joe Black, and I have half a dozen topics I was wanting to give the audience a choice to talk about tonight, and I think the appropriate one, since I just watched something that, as a woman, that kind of stirs you up about love affairs, is the idea that there could be a love interest from spirit land. And whether it's a positive or negative, if anybody's had an experience, not so much negative, because that would spook some people, but if anybody in the audience has had a relationship with whom they might considered, there's a gal, her name is Linda, and she wrote a book, My Affair with an Affair with an Angel. And Affair with an Angel, if you look it up, and this is a woman that had not just imaginary, but a real emotional connection to a spirit guide. And his name was Tony. And in the process of that, she became acquainted and had emotional feelings, like we do for some movie stars, with someone, a group from another country. And that course, that was unfortunate, that would never materialize. But in the meantime, she did meet somebody from the same country, and they fell in love, and they did marry. So my thought tonight would be, through synchronicity, do we have opportunities to be, and now I want to word this gently, because in the movie Joe Black, and I'll just share with you, I got kind of emotional. Oh my gosh, you know, at any age we can get emotional watching someone cry on the screen or fall in love. And Joe Black was, of course, the movie about a man who meets a beautiful young woman in a coffee shop, steps out onto the curb and gets hit by a car. And in that instant, death steps in. And he approaches Anthony Hopkins, who plays the father and the lead in the movie, and says, I'm here to take you, but I want a vacation first. And he wanted to experience what it's like to be in life. And in the meantime, he does fall in love with the daughter of Anthony Hopkins and experiences true love. So I'd like to ask the audience, have any of you had experiences above and beyond touching and having a relationship, not touching, but interacting with spirit kind and having an emotional relationship? I think that would be a very interesting topic for tonight. And I love everybody coming in. Hello, hello. And I do see some beautiful colors coming in. You know, you can pick colors to type into the chat room. Do me a favor. I love to answer questions. I encourage people to call. And the guest phone number, 347, area code 205-9071. And even though I have four other topics, and I guess I'll have to line them out, and we'll cover them week after week. Some of them were kind of interesting, and it completely threw me off. I was watching a movie while I was cleaning the office here and having my dinner, Meet Joe Black. And it's about a woman falls in love with death, taking the form of Brad Pitt, which probably wouldn't be very hard to do. But I'm interested in if anybody has very crime movie, very touching. Yes, yes, Teresa. And hello, everybody. Let's see here. We have a whole slew of people. Creek is in. Oops. I just hit the button with guest 2014. Holistic Life Designs, Walsh, Teresa Blue Diamond, guest 1981. Kay Lady's daughter, Kentucky Lady. Hello, Kathy. Hello, everybody. And what is fascinating is that as many things as you can think of, it's probably happened. So I'm not saying Joe Black was an actual situation, but believe it or not, I actually dealt with a gal who was living with a man. They were engaged. They were going to be married, and he was in a terrible car accident. And she had someone in the family who, in Sacramento, California, I know you can be ordained for the day, got ordained, and ceremony was performed, and she married her dead husband, and they continued to have a relationship. I was her counsel for about 6 years, a couple of years before his death, and then at least 6 years. And people do their lives, and they just go on. And she actually claimed to have physical relationship. There was another gal who was 83 years old, and she had lost her husband at 80. And she'd been going to the church pretty regularly, and she called me up. She says, "I'm in love with Ed." And she says, "Oh, my gosh, I didn't know love at 83. I feel like a 13-year-old inside." Well, they did have a relationship. They did hold hands and go to church together. And unbeknownst to her, he was ill. He was a few years younger, and he died. Well, she calls me up a few months after his passing and says, "Nancy, I need to admit to you." She says, "There's something we're doing. We're playing footsies in the shower." And I was so astonished. I says, "And do you know if this is Ed or not?" She says, "I recognize his aftershave." So, you know, we want to be cautious. There is such a thing as beings who want to acknowledge in spirit and be anybody you want to know. You have to have proof. So I told her, I didn't tell her not to because she was getting an immense amount of pleasure from this, emotional, not just physical. I am here at the audience laughing. But at the same time, this is amazing. And so this is an interesting topic. And one more thing, I see the room full, more people have come in. Do me a favor. Hi, Patty. It's a new gal in the room. And Pisces lady, do me a favor. Hello, hugs back to you. Hi, Kathy, hugs back. Do me a favor, if you'd like me to answer some questions out of the chat room, you know how much fun this is for me, or if you want to call in. If you do something in the chat room, I will put my computer glasses on. I try not to wear them too often, but as with everybody else, the computer screen, this time of night, it, you know, helps have glasses. So anyway, so anybody pop in with a story, I'd love to hear it, or call me, and I can always bring up the other topics. One of the other topics I wanted to bring up is I was talking to a gal, and she was talking about, I'll go back. We were joking about something. I said, you know, we're 98% water, and that the tides fluctuate. And when the moon's out and the tides are fluxing, how it impacts a personality. And when we talk about, this is another topic you can bring up if you want, you know, the old stories of the wolf, comes out at moonlight. I'm trying to read the room and talk at the same time. But there is some truth to that. And I believe that the astrology people in the audience will say, of course, the planets and the moon does affect us. But I feel like the moon has possibly the highest impact because the tides. And you realize that we're 98% water, right up there. And we ebb and flow with the currents. And you can appreciate how this must affect us, not only emotionally, but with our relationships. So that's the topic of tonight, is the second, one of the four that I picked. Kathy says, I feel my husband around me most of the time. I know he has work to do in heaven, but when I need him the most, he's right here. All you have to do is say out loud with your mouth, "All right, I want someone I care for to be with me, to be in my presence, to be in my company." And these people can hear, even from very, very far distances. Anyway, getting back to the second topic is one that I was going to bring up earlier before I had watched this movie, Meet Joe Black, is how we are living beings, holding, I just say we just haul around this piece of flesh with us in this lifetime. We're just a spiritual being. We're a spiritual being in the human flesh. And we are sometimes victimized by our flesh and by hormones and water retention and the full moon and the tides coming and going, that it's sometimes difficult to declare an issue in our body to be us versus an emotionality of our mind versus the attachment or energy from another person with us. And one of the reasons I brought that up is through meditation, and I'm not saying sitting for hours and hours, but you need to learn the perimeter of who we are, the outer edges of each of our body. Because you've heard our, us ladies say, you know, I sometimes tell my husband, I think I'm having a fat day. And actually, it's just a water deal. And I know they have gentlemen, hello, Walsh, and Aware Talk Radio is on, hello there. Let's see, I thought there was another word. Black Widow joined us, hello. And that how it's interesting how science, if we let it merge with our spirituality and our conscious, believe it or not, we are mental beings. And they've just discovered somewhere in our brain where memory is kept. And I know a lot of you would say, well, memory is part of our physicalness, but our spirit does retain all memory. So it's an imprint not just in our brain, but all of our spiritual being. So I've covered quite a few topics tonight, and you can jump right into any of them, because I think this is all so interesting. The longer I do this, the more amazed I am how many topics can pop up. So we have two or three, four of them. You can call and give us a story to entertain all of us, or you can ask me something tonight. And until we start getting questions in, I'll, of course, love to talk about the other week, last week. I think I did mention that I had a gal who called, and she was telling me how despondent she had been about something. And I said, interesting, when this issue came up, it was yesterday, it was Sunday, I talked to her. I said, were you despondent at 2 o'clock on Saturday? And she says, yes, I was. So part of one of these things, I'll do a course, a class on just how to meditate and collecting your energy about you so you know the perimeter of your body. And that's very important to understand because of the tides, the moon, the pulling of our bodies of water, and the biological cycles of women. When we retain more water, does affect us personality-wise. Okay, Black Widow, you have a question. I saw an arm in white with a gold bracelet. The bracelet was like rings of sun. Do you know what that signifies? You know, Black Widow, the first impression was of an era so far back, and I'm talking the Roman times. It was a female, not a male, but she wanted me to talk of time. So the bracelets have something to do with the measurement of time. So I don't know if you had an impression of a long time passing or days passing. So I think she was trying to show you the passage of time. It's very difficult when I talk to spirit kind. People will watch me and they say, watch your eyes. They kind of off shift a little bit. That's because my concentration is so strong that I'm really focusing. And when I'm doing that and talking to spirit kind, I actually have to change my vibration to speed up. We appreciate spirit kind trying to talk to us. So they give us symbology. And, of course, they would love just to whisper in your ear, but it doesn't always happen that way. So, Black Widow, get back to me on that and see how that felt. You felt it, Black Widow, you felt it was God? Gee, many Christmas. I don't know about that. I do feel it was a spirit person. I'm trying to tell you the time. Okay, area code 207. Who is this speaking?
This is Tom. Hello, Nancy. How are you?
Oh, hello. You know, just as you said your name, it blurred. So give me your name one more time.
Tom. I'm Walsh in the chat room.
Oh, you're Tom?
Yes.
Oh, well, hello, Tom. Like I said, there's a little bit of fuzziness. I may move my phone next to the window so I hear clear. So, Tom, you're from Kentucky?
No, I'm from Maine.
Oh, you're from Maine. Okay. I didn't know. I thought I saw another prefix there. Well, Tom, good evening to you. And how are you doing tonight? Is there something I can help you with?
Yes. I'm doing fine. We're moving in a few weeks, and the tenants that are in the home now said they needed a little more time to move.
Oh,
think they're gonna. I think they're going to pull out in the middle of the night. I'm not sure. But either way, they said around the 15th. I was wondering what you pick up on that as far as, you know, when they might
be moving.
They're
supposed to be out by the 15th. I think they'll be out on the 13th or 14th.
The 13th
they said they need more time. I think they said they need more time. And this is my first impression because I saw the 15th. I saw just short of it. So I don't know if they're going to drag it out and go past the 15th. I feel like they don't have that many positions, but they're being very lax. They're not hurrying up. And at the last moment, I don't feel like they have a lot of stuff. They're just going to take it and run. So
yeah,
if they owe you something, you need to talk to them. Huh?
No, they don't owe me. No, I'm waiting to move into the house.
Right, and you're going to move in on the 15th?
As soon as they're out, I'm in.
I, you know what? I really apologize. We don't have the best connection. I'm trying to hear you. Can you explain to me when is it you're wanting to move in, the 1st or the 15th?
I want to move in as soon as possible. But they're in the house now, so they said they're going to move out around the 15th, shortly after.
I don't know if it's after. I think it's before. They're showing me an indicator, like a line going up and down. And they're just showing me just short of that. I think it's going to be just one day before the 15th. You may not get enough notice, very much notice. I don't think they're going to go to the end of the month. But I do feel like they're going to up and leave in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to go, and they're going to pack real quick and leave. Yeah.
How do you see this move being for us?
Pardon me? One more time?
How do you see this move being for us? Do you see it as a good move?
I don't have a bad feeling with the move. I feel like you're going to have some catch your breath feeling afterward. I don't feel a lot of distress afterward. I think moving in, you're going to be like everybody else moving into a place. You got to clean it up, and there's a lot of hustle and bustle. Tom, I'm not sure if I've talked to you about this before. I feel like once it's all done, you'll be better. How is it with the snow up there? Are you going to get snow tomorrow?
Yes, we are.
At the time of the move, I don't think I see snow. So I think you're going to have a couple of days. If there is snow, it's not snowing. So I feel like it's a clear day, okay?
That'll help.
That'll work. All right. Thank you for calling, Tom.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Did I do it right? Okay, so I was corrected. 270 is Kentucky. I saw that Kentucky lady in there. Hello, Sal. I'm not sure. Kids, make sure that you put something in caps if you would like me to talk to you. Sometimes it's hard with all the different colors to see when there's a tree, so the connection is bad, and then when... Then you're talking loud and close, and mic is harder. Oh, I'm so sorry. Well, I'll make sure that I don't talk too close to the mic. Okay. So call in and give me some questions. We can hello everybody. I've always enjoyed the chat room because we have such a diverse groups of people. Every state has called, and we have the most interesting people. Sal from all the way on the East Coast also. Hello. Be fun to connect with some of you if you want to be a guest. If you, anyone in the chat room have a real unusual occupation or something to do with metaphysical, why don't you email me? NancyMaps.com is my website, but my email is Nancy@NancyMaps.com. Oh, it wasn't me, huh? Okay. It was a caller. His mouth is too close to the phone. Oh, I don't know. But it was a hard connection. I was talking to my sister today in Seattle, and she said that the phone was cutting out, and she was wondering if there were sunspot activity. So I think that does happen. Out here in the middle of the desert, unless I'm having an electrical storm, usually my phone reception is very, very clear. And I'm not sure how many realize that I live in the city next door to Tombstone, Arizona. And we're 4,600 foot elevation, so we have a clear shot to the satellite. KY Lady's daughter, she asked, can you tell me anything about my spirit guide, Nancy? You're going through a lot right now. They're telling me you have a couple of choices around you, things that you're deciding on. And you have pulled into you, I don't know what culture you come from, but they show me an Indian-looking woman. Dark skin, long hair, braided on one side. Ooh, very chic-looking. Multiple colored wraps or material. So I cannot tell the difference of the Indian from the country of India versus American Indian. And this woman is very beautiful skin. And she says she's been your spirit guide for some time. Now, remember, I don't know if this is family or not. There is a man who's not real tall who walks up next to her, which is fascinating because he's boxy. He said when, now see, he corrected me. He showed me older. Now he shows me a different age. He said he was high-hipped, long hip, thinner legs. He was not very tall, 5'8", 5'9". Strong jaw, very broad shoulders. He wants me to think he's family, and this beautiful dark-skinned lady, I don't know who she is helping you decide things. And the way she's showing that to me is a tabletop with possessions on it. And she's showing me with a fingertip moving a bracelet here versus there or necklace here versus there. I think it's symbolic of decision-making around you. Your energy is a little low right now, as though something is weary against you. So, Donna, why don't you let me know what that means. And, Teresa, you're in Seattle also. My sister lives some Quamish Island area, and my mother lives Bainbridge Island. So I was just up, haven't been up there for about 6 months, but that's where my mom and sister live. So I love the area. It's very beautiful. But they did move up there. We were originally from Sacramento area. They went up there where it's cooler and greener, and I have moved to the desert where it's warmer and drier. Okay. I'm not sure what Teresa, if you're answering me or the gal. So anyway, I love all the colors. Pisces Latum, not me. Hello? Yes. Let's see here. Holistic Life Designs is hosting a workshop at sea on sacred signs and contacting the psychic within next April 2009. Oh my gosh, I love those kinds of events. And you meet the nicest people. So that's Holistic Life Designs. So you people in the chat room kind of connect with her website to see what that's about. I think that is very, very exciting. Oh, I recognize area code 914, and that's New York.
Hi, Nancy.
and who is here speaking tonight?
It's Faiza.
Well, hello, girl. You just have the cutest little chuckle in your voice. You kids really stay up late. 3 hours later, about 10 o'clock after the show, I start crashing. Well, girl, what's going on with you? What would you like to ask me?
Well, I don't mean to call about the same subjects so frequently, but I was waiting to hear from some buyers regarding a product I had. And so finally, I picked up the phone today, and I called in, and unfortunately, I got a no, not at the moment type of deal or whatever. And, you know, it seemed like it would have been a good fit for them, but, you know, I don't know if it has anything to do with the economy or what. So I was just trying to get an idea. You know, I have one more person to call to get an answer from, and I just wanted to know what you got. The first time I asked you, you said you thought that things looked good, and mm-hmm. I don't know. What do you think now?
I still do. Even in the hardest part of the economy, if you keep perseverance, think outside the box and be very creative. Things will happen. The first couple that turned this opportunity down or whatever this project was, they're clearly worried about money. So give them a couple more weeks and then approach them again. I don't know how you do that, what you would say, but very tactfully saying, you know, things are looking up around here, let's talk again. The second one I do feel like more of an interest, but again, I don't know how the economy will affect people. I feel like, and I apologize, for some reason I'm not hearing very well tonight. Anybody who wants to work can work, even in the harshest times, but it takes a dedication and perseverance. If you love what you do and you can work it hard, you will make it. When I started in this, I think I told the group, maybe even you, it was such a on the fringe of society and was so not very attractive to most people, thinking you would change careers. But I worked every day, 8 to 10 hours, connecting, giving groups, making calls. So I give that to you. You have what I call a lot of perseverance, a lot of energy with you, and you come across very clean-spirited. So when you do your business, I want you to project your sincerity, because that's what's going to pull people to you. Does that make sense to you?
It does. It does. It's just, you know, it would be nice to have an idea of when I might get a little nibble. Now, my next step is I am going to cold call more organizations, more retail establishments.
Good.
One in particular is a very high-end retail establishment that I was able to get some really good contact information on, and I was just wondering what you saw as far as that was concerned.
Whoever you connect, is it a woman that you connected with?
It's a woman who initially gave me the information, because I kept talking about how difficult it would be to obtain it, and it was one of those situations where she says, oh, I have that for you. I'll give it to you once we get back to, you know, we were on our way back from a trade show. And so, lo and behold, the following week, I was able to get the name, the phone number, and email address of someone over at a major department store. It's a high-end department store. So I thought, okay, I haven't approached them yet, but I was thinking of doing so.
My first reaction was, I cannot tell that they're going to go, wow, I want to buy your product, but they may be interested in seeing it.
Okay.
So you want to say, I'd like to give you a sampling or a couple of items, see what, and we can connect. I see a woman. She looks taller, kind of a medium, smaller bosom with not very large hips. She's got a dark dress on, and she shows me interest. It must be the woman that you connect.
It is a woman. It is a woman who I would be ultimately contacting.
She feels like she's interested, but she'd have to get approval. So if you have a product, volunteer to send her over a couple, or faxed her or emailed to her copies, photographs of what the product is, and let her have it. Because she has to go approach a man, and if he has something she can show, I think that would be better. Okay?
Okay. Do you think he ultimately, I'm just waiting for something that would initially improve my financial status.
Absolutely. I think that you're working on it. The problem with that, I can't give you anybody in my business, and I know there's other intuitives in the chat room, is that anticipation and anxiety sometimes will block me to see whether I'm looking at 2 days, 2 weeks, or 2 months. That is really hard to tell.
Okay.
So I want to say the maybe universe is hiding that from you, so you work harder. So don't take it as a wrong answer. I'm just not getting a clean answer when you're going to get some money.
No, I appreciate your honesty. I really do. So.
I'm trying, hon. Okay, girl. I'm going to let you go.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye.
Oh, I appreciate young people working so hard. I was 42 when I thought about leaving a 24-year career to do this full-time. I started with a telephone company when I was 17 and a half. And to think of giving that up to do something on my own was very exciting, exhilarating, and scary. So any of you kids wanting to start a business, look for what's missing and do it. And then you have to love it. And if you love it enough, the money will come to you. Don't give up. It takes 2 years sometimes for business to really take off. And that's when I tell my people, if they take classes from me, it takes 2 years of hard work before you should change careers. Because it can take up that long for you to fill and make as much money as the company left. Oh, my gosh, we're talking about So let's see. Oh my goodness. Someone lost a child. Nance, we just found a child died in our house. Oh my. It happened over 30 years ago. Sometimes, Walsh, I'm going to share with you what I'm picking up. I don't know if it's just one child, but they're showing me, I would say, a floppy-haired, dark-haired, floppy, kind of longer, kind of at the ear down boy. And I feel like it was, if it was a violent death, I don't get it, but I do feel love and happiness. So I want to say he died in bed of some kind of illness, but I don't know if it's the only one. You didn't tell me how old your house was. They're also showing me a young girl, I would say 12 or 13, slim, dark dress with a dark apron over it. And she's standing with her head hung down, face down. So I don't know if she was the older sister of this child, and I'm seeing a silhouette, or if it seems to say I'm getting confused. Do you know, Walsh, if it was a boy or girl? If it was a boy, I'm saying young. I'm not sure if it was a drowning or a fever, but I do show the boy being dead in bed. The other one is a child older era, aprons. 30 years ago, girls didn't wear aprons. I'm looking really probably a lot longer. I would even say 1800s, late 1800s. That's when girls would wear aprons like what I'm seeing. There is some kind of a cap on her head, but it looks religious versus community. So I'm not sure where you live. She's brown hair, very light skin, and she is in a standing with her face. She's looking at the ground, which is a very odd position. I would think kind of can't tell if it's a silhouette or a person in spirit form with her face on. That is very, very interesting. Can you write, Wall says it was an accident, so he died in bed. Do you know if they took him into bed after Pisces Lady stillbirth? I don't think so, Pisces Lady, because I'm seeing the child too much older. So after the accident, I guess they brought the child in. And do you know if it was a young boy, Walsh? Let's see. I don't see any other answer from him on that. Let me know. I'm going to try to read some more of these. So I'm pausing just a minute. I just love these colors. Turquoise and pink and yellow. Your house is over 100 years old, and it was a boy. Walsh, thank you. Walsh, you live in Maine. I know it's a very old area. I don't know if there was a Walsh, the boy fell down in the stairs, so that was the house. So after the boy fell out of bed, they fell down the stairs, they put him in the bed, and that's where he died. It was a boy. Curious. If you have a way of going to the city hall and go 100 years back and see if I'm not picking up the death of a child but a girl also. Remember, I'm telling you, I'm seeing a boy and a girl. So both of these children could be part of your house. I don't know why. It's interesting. I see the boy. He was a nice-looking, robust-looking little kid, not a frail little dainty thing. But the girl is what's interesting to me. Kind of, like I said, very, very interesting. I think there's more to her story. Solana, she says, wow, just had an impression of this boy. He was 7 or 8. Yes. He was like screaming, must have died through an accident. Okay, I see that he fell down the stairs. Walsh says, may have been pushed by his mother. I'm going to agree to I don't know if push is the right word, but I don't feel he tripped. Okay, don't know. Holistic Life Designs, I saw a boy and a girl too. The boy was older. So the girl, even though she looks taller or standing still, she might have been 7 when this boy could have been 8. I'm open to anything. That could also explain why I see her as frail looking. Because the younger child is, Walsh, I think you need to look into this. This is fascinating because we have other people in the room who's picking up the same information. Well, this is fun. This is lots of fun. Oh. Holistic Life Designs. I don't see anyone else but the boy and the girl. So we do have two children there. Walsh, it might be kind of interesting to look into it. You said you have bad luck there. Could be that you're picking up the negative energy of the little girl and the not just the death of the male child, but the emotions and feelings of whoever caused the accident, because that can stay in the house. So by even talking to the children, you could put a tape recorder out, get an MVP, see who is speaking. If the little girl is not speaking, I would love that someone come in, a religious a figure, and pray with this child, the little girl, or if you know somebody who would do this for you, because I feel like she was part of a religious community or very religious family, and she would maybe respond to someone being very kind in that way. The little boy, I don't know, even if he was older, I'm not having a sense of that 30 years ago. I'm not sure about him, but I feel like he needs a Passover too. I think that would end up being a pretty good move for you and your family. Teresa says 1800s is the girl I got to. Yahoo! I got two other ladies in there agreeing with me. Terrific. Chris, Kathy, Christine, she says she's really not here, not just her name. Okay. No. I love it. Someone's laughing here. CJ EVP Radio, someone's made a laugh and he's just laughing, or she is. Chat rooms are really fun. I wish I could just talk and chat at the same time, everybody. Anybody else have a house with an issue going? Feels like there's someone in the chat room who has a lot of electrical lines in the ceiling or attic. And if you have that, and Sharp California Haunts I'm connected with, sometimes they'll do investigations and then find out that the turmoil in the household is double, triple, even creating poltergeist activity at times because of too much electrical lines clumped together going across the ceiling. There's someone in here in the chat room who has been experiencing a lot of energy stuff, and it could be electrical lines in the ceiling. Hi, this lady, I've never seen my spirit guide. I was meditating to get myself through an MRI. Saw a male face and heard the name Jerome. Could this have been my spirit guide? I clearly get a male is your spirit guide, a broader face, dark complexion, but like in a tan. Broad face, as though the lineage could be of Middle Europe or Mongolia. Fuller face, as a man of middle age and older. Could be American Indian even. My line, my family, there's a line, my mother's side family, American Indians, and it's been known that American Indians, I have come from Mongolia. So even though my photograph there, I have a very broad, from ear to ear across my eyes, a very broad there, a very large cranial. And in some Indian peoples, you'll see a very large face and fluffy, that's full cheeks and nose. And Jerome, or Pisces lady, that's the look they're showing me of your spirit guide. I don't know if Jerome is a man that I'm describing. So I'm seeing this man that is your guide, or did I describe your husband? So let me know, okay? So Pisces lady is being told by Teresa, place your hand on your heart and ask this question again. Listen and see what you hear. And that's the trouble sometimes, is being clear on listening. I'm not getting an answer when I said that. I get a feeling Jerome is not necessarily the person I've described, but somebody else. Feels like a younger soul versus the man I'm seeing. Paisley, no, not my husband. So I am describing a spirit guide. Walt says, now we're all freaked out living here. Can't wait to move out. Emotionally, spiritually, you're probably better to move out if this is happening. I don't know the circumstances why you're moving. But when you do, I believe these spirits will not go with you because these are part of the house. Even in my area, I have a new house. I was talking to Sandy Shaw from California, Hans. We did a web show. We were talking about this area, and it's so open, but there was a lot of Indian settlements and Western people here, and with a big ranch. And even though I have a new house, some of the spirit people I have with me could be the people who lived on the property. So it's not always the house. It's the area, and the area could be very emotionally impacted from all the eons of discord or happiness. And Wallace, I think your area is that way. So it's not just your house. It's all the area. Holistic Life Design says, Walsh, your fear fuels the intensity of your experience. Must calm down. They are harmless. And I'll take it one more step, Holistic Life Design. When I work with ghost investigation or I'm talking to people who have encountered spirit kind, I think one of the reasons I don't get rattled is I'm so in awe of the possibility of connecting with spirit people. So, Walsh, with that, I want you to calm down and be the father figure to the spirit people that are just children. And with a sense of responsibility and in awe, be aware that they may need you. And with that, calm down. Some of the energy that could be negative around you has been built up over time, and not necessarily your household, not necessarily the lives of these two children. But it was interesting that we all picked up and that the house was that much older, because you could be living in a house or an apartment. You never would have known that. So, Pisces Lady say, so who is Jerome? That's a good question, girl. Could have been someone who you had an MRI, so were you at a hospital? I wonder if it was someone who recently passed or someone who's visiting everybody. Do I like going to hospitals and clinics? No. I stay away as much as I can. There was a show a while back of a haunted hospital. Oh, my gosh, I forgot the name of it. And there was all these scared people there all the time. Well, I get a lot of impressions when I go to a doctor's clinic or a hospital. So you could have picked up someone, or it was one of your spirit people, but I did not get a sense that this is the man that's in spirit guide. Your own soul shows to me to be younger. That's very interesting. Okay, so they're just talking back and forth to Walsh. He says, it's the idea of it all. Absolutely. Could be someone from your past. I don't know, or an ancestor, absolutely. Or it's just someone's crazy by the way. So all these people are just writing back and forth. Remember I was brought up another topic earlier, and hello, Sunflower Jay. What a great name. Remember they're so clever. When they come, oh, hello, Miss Ryder. And I did say hello to CJ, EVP Radio, and Madam Mama Sunshine. What a great name. Anyway, I do enjoy all of you coming. Tonight, I was open to about four or five different topics. So those of you who have come in late, and just before the show started, I watched Meet Joe Black and Brad Pitt. Was Death Movie, and Anthony Hopkins. And so my topic over these years, of course I forget so many instances, I have had two ladies who've had romances with people that were alive who had passed over. So I was curious if anybody could share a story in the chat room or call of their encountering a spirit person and being romantically linked. One of my clients wrote a book. It's called Affair with an Angel. And it was a spirit guide named Tony that she connected with. And they had a semi-quasi kind of relationship that led her to meet her true husband. And it was really quite a fascinating few years for her to explore why this spirit guide made himself so known to her. So she did write the book up. write the book, and it is listed a fair with an angel. So I was wondering if there was anybody. And the other topic that I felt interesting, and Pisces lady says it was at a hospital. So I don't think it was a crazy that you met. It might have been someone who was looking for somebody, someone who died and was curious. I really don't know. Teresa says energy can stay stagnant in areas, and we can walk through it and pick up things. Absolutely. People sometimes can be a silhouette after so much time. That's why I was wondering about this girl. She doesn't seem to be moving. I'd see her, but I wasn't sure about her movement. And I was wondering if she was a silhouette of a past life. Anger, frustration accumulates. And you've walked into people's homes who are angry all the time, and some part of the house will be more so than others. Then with the hospital, more grief in one area, or more exhilaration in a maternity ward. So I really do believe that energy does stay. Miss Ryder, yes, that the movie, the book is called Affair with an Angel, and her name was, I'm not sure if she goes by married name or her single name, but her first name was Linda. So I might have a link on nancynapp.com under links. And I apologize, there are some links. I've been a few weeks behind of working on the computer website, so I'll get to that. Black Widow says, careful, it could be a ghost womanizer hugging you. Oh, you were in, I remember you. Now, clearly, that was one of these situations. Well, Black Widow, last week, I think it was, wasn't it? You had a spirit come in and hug you, and I had asked if you lived near water, because I'm showing a waterway, and this spirit man passed away, and he just loved women, and he knows you, and he just hugged you. And so clearly, I forgot we did talk of this happening last week. So you did have an interaction with spirit kind on the not romantic. I didn't say you, but he is hugging you. You know, that is a good story. Don't we have a few writers in here? We could create another movie, not the goat movie Ghost. But there is something to this. Be a fun movie to an interesting theme for a movie. Yes, there is something to be said of walk-ins, and that is not necessarily a hitchhiker. I was had the opportunity to join a group in Northern California, Rockland, and there was a very lovely lady who had a life experience where a soul chose not to be part of a given life path for the spirit, for the flesh. It chose not to leave, but chose not to kill the flesh. So it moved out of the body, and another soul came in. I'm not sure how that works, but I believe it has happened. I have, over the years, had experiences called transfiguration. And I don't allow it very often because the spirit will move into my entire body. It's like wearing a wetsuit. And people, this has never happened in private, only with people around. And they've been able to see another person overlaid over me. And the first time happened, it was a Hispanic man, twice my size and very dark complected. And the ladies I was talking to, one was the widow of this man. And that's completely different. So I do believe there's something to this. I actually helped a family. A son killed himself, and the spirit man told me, the son, that is, said that the path that the living being chose to go down was not the path the soul had agreed upon. So it needed to leave the flesh to be born again. Unfortunately, that was a situation of not having a walk-in, but there is something to that, absolutely. Okay. Blackwood, you have an astral traveler with you, too? I do that really frequent. I think that's part of the process of being a remote viewer. I have a friend who actually saw me. I had given her a reading, and she was in a hug position in the middle of the night with her man, and I saw three moles on his back. And at an angle where I could see his shoulder from the left. And I was telling her what they would be talking about in the middle of the night. Well, a few weeks later, this conversation came up in the middle of the night, and she knew that the sheet was not over his shoulders. And she says, and I was searching above his shoulders, looking for your eyes. So that wasn't a case of remote viewing. It was a case of astral traveling in time to hear of a conversation that she was wanting to have with her man. Teresa, I make sure and tell Spirit that all that my area is the bathroom. No one else is allowed. You know, I love these stories. You know, I'm the queen of stories. I'll just tell you a lot of them. Had a little lady commit suicide in Northern California, and I was dealing with the mother and the mother's girlfriend. And the gal had been dead a couple of days when I finally connected. And we dealt with the girl. We talked to her, talked to the dead mother and grandmother with the child. So anyway, that afternoon, I was in the bathroom for the reason most people are in the bathrooms. And I was in there, and this teenage girl shows up with the spirit mom. I don't know if it was a grandmother or a foster mom. I think it was a grandmother. And what was funny was I was so dumbfounded to see her standing there. I said, give me a minute, I'll meet you out in the hallway. And I went out there and had a little conversation. And I said that I was to help her mom, and that I had a kind heart, and that your mother will be fine. And so we had a conversation. And I called the mom up, and I said, you won't believe this, that your daughter just showed up in the bathroom, and she started crying, and she said, you've given me more proof than you can know. And I said, well, I don't know. She says, well, the daughter was into the gothic look, and she would spend 4 or 5 hours in the bathroom at a time. So if you have an occasion to be visited in the bathroom, sometimes it's a message or means to recognize people. And other places, but the bathroom seems really predominant. The lower vibrational frequencies, I'm not sure. To get your attention, one of the ladies I was speaking to earlier, I won't give her name, but she's 83 and having a relationship with her man, was in the shower. Because of the energy of the water, electrical flowing water, spirit was able to energize more. I think there's a lot of electrical current from the light fixtures, very condensed in a small room. So I think they feed off that light, and I had the light on. So I'm sure that helped the girl to be more visible to me. And it threw me off. I didn't recognize her. She didn't have gothic look on. She killed herself at night, so she must have taken her face off, did makeup. So I just saw I don't remember what she had on, but I remember her hair, and I told the mother that. So like I said, oh, I love all these questions. Nancy, Spirit doesn't care where you are when they want to talk. Well, I think they did pick that I would be in the bathroom, so I would mention it to the mom. Clearly, that was made me laugh, and I did have a good chuckle. Completely true. It really scared me. Not scared me, but shocked me. Because they came right to the door, and of course the door was closed, and they walked right in, and I went, whoops, caught my breath. That was the last place I thought I would see someone in there. Tree says, okay, guys, not now. This is not funny. I need to run, and I went back to the bathroom, and it was sitting in the laundry basket. What are we talking about in here? You know, it might have been a spirit. Unfortunately, I'm not seeing what she was talking about. Holistic Life Designs says, when spirits come around, the electrical power goes away. Absolutely, and that's because they're absorbing the energy of the electrical emanations. And you'll find when I was given cemetery tours, I would get more spirit activity if the cemetery had electrical lines, or we had a lot of people, or there were a lot of trees had been growing, because that's electrical force. I've given tours in the Rockland Cemetery where it's very open, parts of it very new. It was not as clean as seeing the spirit, but we did get AVP in old Sacramento Cemetery, 10th and Broadway. If I stayed in the really old section with all the electrical lines, it was really great. In some houses, electrical lines are not as new, and of course then they'd be just laying in the walls and old and whatever, and just really strong, and we get more activity. And I think there's something to that. So they do need the electricity, and batteries going dead during an investigation, absolutely. They're just drained because they want to be in the present state with you. If they can make something move, or they give you EVP, or they brush up against you, and as Char of California Haunt said, you know, there'll be all kinds of from pushing to pulling hair to get in any way they can get your attention. And so you've seen on TV shows, doors move, creaking floors. If they can make any kind of pay attention, I'm here statement, they need that electricity to build up. Remember the movie Ghost, Patrick Swayze had to be taught how to manifest energy to make something move. So in the subway, to kick the can, he had to think about it and push his energy, which helped him later in the movie to defeat the bad guy. Patty, she says, can you tell me if the voice I hear sometimes is an angel or a guide, or if you're crazy? Listen, girl, no one is crazy in this world, just a higher perception of what's really going on. I know that most of you, very spiritual people, are joining usually every week at my shop here. How many of you have heard your voice just be yelling out at you? You could be in bed or the kitchen, you turn around. I've had that happen so many times. It's split. It could be either a family that's wanting recognition. Usually it won't be an angel, because angel people are here to give us the confidence, to remind us of our goals, and to protect us. They're not usually there to talk in our ear. They talk to our higher self. Spirit people that join you because you're interesting, or family want you to know you're not alone and they're supporting you emotionally. So more likely it's a guide and or a spirit family person. They're usually the ones. Now, you all have heard and read stories on how angels have protected us. Absolutely. But they're not going to go to the trouble of just whispering in your ear. They're going to help you know to stop short of having an accident, or they're going to let you know the new direction. You know, I've had so much fun with you people tonight, but it looks like we're closing in on the last few seconds of the show. I've really had, I'm sorry for your loss, too. It looks like we only have a minute left. Thank you. I've had a lot of fun with all of you tonight, and I'd like to play my little ad that was written for me. Lisa KFBK, I had her session with me, and she talked me into putting an ad together for Post AM. Good night, everybody. Talk to you next week.
I've been wanting to talk to a psychic medium for some time now, but never knew who to trust. I learned about Nancy Matz through a friend of mine and decided to take a chance and call her. I learned about my children, my job, and other fun mystical stuff. I was so impressed. She was right on with so many things. After talking to Nancy Matz, I walked away feeling great. Call her 916-773-1657 or nancymatz.com. That's nancymatz.com.
Well, good night, everybody. And thank you. All of you say thank you. I really have so much fun. It's almost a wonderful way of just chit-chatting and connecting. And I love it this way. We only had a call, two maybe. I can't remember now if we had a second call. But just chit-chat. If you come in with some ideas, we'll banter them around. If you come in with a story, I'd love to hear it. And thank you, thank you. We've got 15 seconds left and we'll be off the air. Next week, I'll bring up a couple more topics, or we'll just discuss a good movie or talk about spirit kind. All right. Good night, everybody.